Marie and the Doctor. Who knows what may come next?
All right, well, you might have heard that that Silverchair have gone back into the studio to start working on a brand new record. And if you did hear that, then I'm glad to confirm it's absolutely true. And a man who's going to doubly confirm it for you, Daniel Johns, whereabouts are you?
I'm in New York City right now.
Hey, do you always get Robbie Buck to confirm facts about your musical life?
Yeah, everything that we do is done by Robbie Buck.
What are you doing in New York?
I'm just sitting here trying to write songs. I'm very, very, very much in a creative cul-de-sac, so that's all right.
Well, it's lucky you're talking to us, because no doubt as soon as you've spoken to us for a few minutes, then the creativity will really start flowing.
Something will start flowing.
I feel like Niagara Falls. it's all of a sudden starting to hit the bottom of the pond.
Oh, there you go. The floodgates have been opened. Do you have a word that you need a rhyme for?
Orange.
I don't need to run for orange, actually.
You may be there for some time, if that's the case. Now, we were just checking out the Silverchair progress online, and Ben has posted up a little video of you guys. I take it it's probably just a few weeks ago, where you're not in New York City. You're cavorting around the bush somewhere. There's a video of you holding a guitar, taking a very thoughtful stroll through the Australian bush.
Did he post that?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, good. Well, that was after we read the, have you ever read the Captain Beefheart 10 Rules of Guitarists or whatever?
No, what does it say?
Apparently, if you wear a hat and you eat a multigrain piece of bread and you practice in front of a bush, if the bush shakes, then you're onto a good thing.
So did the bush shake?
Well, yeah, but I'm not sure that... I'm not sure whether it was like a, you know, like one of those, I don't know what you call it.
A breeze?
Where you like believe it and then it happens.
Oh, yeah.
A psychosomatic
you manifested it.
Yeah.
Like a positive affirmation or whatever.
It's the secret, Daniel. It's the secret. There's no doubt about this.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a secret though, because I did it and we paid attention to it because Captain Beefheart's like a really, obviously a really great inspiration, but...
Are you going to do
I think the bush shaked because it was windy.
That possibly was the case.
Maybe it was because of my really fucking glorious energy. I'm not sure.
You're bathed in a halo. What I did notice on that video was some of the instruments. This is obviously you're just doing a bit of a jam just to kind of release a few ideas. And then from what we understand, you've been sent over to New York to start sort of refining them. But I did notice that some of the instruments you were using were a little interesting, including you brought in a couple of timpanis, you know, like those massive kettle drums, and a cheese grater as well.
Yeah, we had so much stuff. It's really weird because this record we decided I was actually going to write in the studio, whereas before I've usually written the songs and then come in and said, this is what everyone's going to do and this is what we're going to do and whatever. But this time we actually went into the studio and I just had a few ideas and we're like, all right, we need some cheese graters because we might need to grate some cheese or carrots, like whatever your preference is. And then other times they were like, we need a timpani, do you know what I mean? Instead of a kick drum, if you hit on the one, instead of just hitting a kick drum, you can actually tune it. And then... as soon as you realised that was a possibility, then the timpani became quite vital to the process.
And, of course, after you've grated your cheese and your carrot, you can serve it up on the timpani.
Well, yeah, exactly. Like, there's nothing better. Like, who needs salad bowl?
This is tips for music recording and in the kitchen with Silverchair.
Listen, Daniel, all the best. How long are you going to stay in New York writing the material for the new Silverchair album?
I don't know. Not very long. I don't want to be here anymore. I'm really, really, really bored.
Yeah, yeah. I guess it's only...
I'm not going to lie, but I'm going to go to Berlin, try and write some stuff there, but I don't think New York works for me. I thought it'd be really cool because, like, the place that we're living is 2 doors down from Lou Reed Synagogue. I'm not even joking.
Wow.
I've seen Lou Reed a few times, and that's given me some inspiration, but
awesome.
I don't know if New York's for me.
9 to 5, the Dolly Parton musical is playing, I think, at the moment.
Well, there you go. That's some inspiration
really?
For you.
What about... I ran into her the other night and she was hot.
What? You ran into her?
Yeah, she was really hot.
That's
she was
awesome.
Hitting on me.
How can you...
Dolly Parton was hitting on you?
Yeah, big time. Lexi wouldn't choose Relentless.
Well, Parton's a woman of taste.
She is, obviously. She is indeed, and on that note, Daniel Johns, we will say thank you for chatting to us, and we look forward to hearing some new material from Silverchair. This is just a little tiny slice of the music so far that's come from the video that Ben Gillies from the band has posted. And you can hear, I think, the cheese grater and the timpani being put to great effect. A pretty bit of guitar there as well. Thanks heaps, Daniel.
Bobby, Marika, the doctor.
On Triple J.